Join us to navigate your awakening as we share the ancient science of transformation. Practicing this ancient wisdom will help you tune into your power and unlock your greatest potential. If you are ready to embark on your awakening and discover your soul path, then please welcome your host and transformation expert, Trinace.
Welcome to Navigating the Awakening. I am your host, Trinace. Thank you for joining me today. I greet you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. I would like to begin with the internal light meditation so that we can align our energies with the cosmos, with the universal light of Source. If you are driving or listening to this and not able to close your eyes, then please simply open your heart and allow the intention of healing to move through you. Allow each breath to relax you more and more as we go deeper. Let's begin. First breath in. Breathe out. Second breath in. Breathe out. Third breath in. Breathe out. Relax. Allow your breaths to find their natural rhythm. With each breath in, allow yourself to become centered and focused. And with each exhalation, release all tension and stress, any mental distractions or images, and allow yourself to be in this moment in meditation. Focus your attention on the center of your chest. See your internal light as it illuminates your heart, as it fills your heart with brilliant, healing, white light. Continue to see this light as it grows brighter and brighter, as it moves throughout your chest, moving into your lungs, filling your lungs with healing energies, removing any blockages, and allowing the light to expand, bringing healing in all directions throughout the chest. Continue to see this light as it now moves up into the shoulders, down into your arms, your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, and moving into your palms and fingertips. Continue to allow the energies to flow through your palms, radiating out into the world and all around you. And now, see the light as it moves up through your neck, releasing tension and stress, moving into your cheeks, your ears, your nose, your eyes, your forehead, allowing this light to flow through your crown, activating the connection with your higher self. Continue to see the light as it now moves down into your diaphragm and your stomach, aligning you with healing energies that flow through these organs, bringing you digestion and continual use of the light energy that flows through. And now see the light as it moves into the small intestine, the large, moving into the kidneys, the liver, the gallbladder, the spleen, the pancreas, and the bladder. All of your organs, tissues, and cells are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health, aligning you completely with all that is good, all that is desired. And continue to see the light as it now flows into the colon, the uterus, the sex organs, bringing healing to these parts of the body, allowing for the power of release, giving you the courage and the wisdom to know when to release all energies that no longer serve your highest good. And continue to see the light as it now moves through your hips, passing through your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, and into the soles of your feet. You are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health. aligning you with all that is good, all that is desired, bringing you into complete alignment with the universal forces of creation, and allowing for healing to manifest in your life on every level. And now continue to see the light as it moves through the soles of your feet, turning into silver cords that move deep into Mother Earth, grounding you and anchoring you to Mother Earth, allowing for healing in the deepest ways, on the deepest levels. And for each and every level of you to be healed as you reconnect to Mother Earth. Allow any excess energies to flow through these cords to be absorbed and received by Mother Earth to create something beautiful. And now allow the light to flow out from the body, out into your surroundings, into all around you, until you are surrounded in a beautiful healing bubble of white light. Allow all of the lights, the frequencies, the colors of the rainbow to fill this light that surrounds you and is internalized within you, so that your cells, your tissues, and your organs can receive any healing energies that are needed from these frequencies. And now continue to see this light as it moves out through the walls, the obstacles that are around you, to spread out into your village, your town, your city, wherever you are, carrying healing energies, carrying healing, love, light, and source energy. Allow all beings that come into contact with this light to be brought into a healing space, physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally, aligning us all with one another in our love and in our light. Continue to see this light as it spreads throughout the planet, completely surrounding the earth, filling the earth, and connecting all of our lights together as one. We are family. We are the family of light. Allow each and every one of us to be increased in energies that connect us, that empower us, that bring us into alignment with source energy. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you for sharing your light with me. Now we will resume our discussion on the body universe. And after our break, we will move into Native Earth astrology and discuss the Sturgeon people. Today, I want to give you another frequency to focus on. It is for the planet Jupiter. This is 183.58 hertz. In the realm of Vedic astrology, the celestial bodies hold a significant influence over our lives. And so we are talking about the body universe, and this is so important because as we are learning that there is one, and it's really us, it's just one of us here, and we are all having these incredible experiences that seem to be multiplied because you see others outside of you and what appears to be a reality that exists outside. But in truth, we are told by the ancients that it is only a reflection of what is going on inside of us. And through this reflection, we then see what appears to be other individuals and planets and cars and homes and animals or whatever that we see as a projection outside of us. But in truth, they are energies that are manifesting as those things. So as we continue to move through this study of energy and frequency and vibration and how this all manifests in our life, then we will begin to see how the ancients viewed reality. And this is what is really important, that we must shift our perception of reality, because we have been so conditioned to see things one way. And as we look through the eyes of the ancients, we begin to see things in a completely different way. And so sometimes it takes more time for us to really begin to catch up to what they have been teaching us and telling us for thousands of years. You can say humanity is a little bit slow, but it's okay because we are in our awakening process, and now we are being assisted by the universe and all of the energies that are within us. And so when we say the universe, it's the universe, and we all are one song. It's one song. Universe is one of the translations, is one song. And so we are trying to align ourselves so that we fall into that one song. And to really not only think of this knowledge, believe this knowledge, but to know this knowledge experientially. And to know it experientially takes it to a whole nother level. So as we move through the planets, and we're going to review a few of the planets that I gave you last week as well, but today I want you to focus on Jupiter. And the frequency I want you to focus on for Jupiter is 183.58 Hertz. So as I have taught you, that you simply can go into a meditative state and focus on these numbers. And that is the frequency that you will begin to activate. Now, in the realm of Vedic astrology, and we're going to go through many ancient cultures, and we know that the Veda is extremely ancient, and we must begin to access the information that comes from many different cultures around the world, because that's where the information is being kept. These are the wisdom keepers. And as we access this, you'll start to see the overlap, and you'll start to see how they connect, how the dots connect. So in Vedic astrology, the celestial bodies hold a significant influence over our lives. And why is that? Because we're taught in the Veda that that which is outside of us is really inside of us. And so as we can see that which is outside of us, this teaches us how to understand ourselves in a deeper way. So each planet is believed to govern specific aspects of our existence. And the nine planets that we acknowledge in our time, because in different times on this planet, different planets were acknowledged. At one point, there were over 200 planets in our solar system. So those bodies didn't just go away. They just stopped being acknowledged as planets. And you remember in this lifetime that Pluto is one of those planets that keeps getting thrown out and then pulled back in and thrown back out again. So they've ditched Pluto a few times and brought Pluto back in. So there's many other planets out there that are even larger than Pluto that are no longer being acknowledged. But we are also taught by the ancients that when that happens, it's because of the shift in consciousness in humanity. And so we cannot perceive or experience that which we are no longer a vibration to. So many of those planets, even those in the Kuiper belt beyond Pluto, are now being acknowledged by different astrologers. And this is why we'll continue to grow and expand, because as spiritual beings going through our awakening, we are always expanding and coming into more information. This is where it gets a little crazy at times, because you have to figure out, what do we take in and what do we throw out? And so this is where you have to have your intuition at an all-time high. You must be able to discern what is for you, what is not for you. And that's a growth process as well. But now in our current society, we view ourselves as having nine planets. And in Vedic astrology, they call those the grahas, okay? And they play a pivotal role in shaping our destinies. Now, among these grahas, Jupiter is also known as Guru, and this holds a special place as the planet of wisdom, growth, and expansion. Now, we will dive into the mystical connections between us and our universe and explore how this can help us tap into our positive energies that lie dormant within us. So we're going to work with Jupiter. And this energy of Jupiter is often referred to as Guru of the Devas, of the gods, the Guru of the gods. It is considered the planet of higher knowledge, spirituality, and good fortune. Its energy is said to be benevolent and expansive, showering individuals with blessings, wisdom, and a broader perspective of life. Jupiter also represents education, philosophy, and generosity, making it a significant force in shaping one's intellectual and spiritual pursuits. Now, you can see why you would want to work with this energy. Remember, as we discussed in earlier shows, that our planets, including our sun, are archetypal energies, and they represent a part of us. Now, the sun, according to the ancients, represents our soul energy. It is our soul. So when we begin to connect to the sun, we are literally connecting to our soul energy. And again, the ancient Egyptians held the sun in highest regard because of this knowledge, because of this awareness. And I'm going to share something very personal with you in just a few minutes about the sun. Because as I have been on my own journey to awakening, this has been a lifelong journey for me, because as a child, I was very much aware of other energies that you would call these children psychic or clairvoyant or whatever. But we all have these abilities. Sometimes we're taught not to listen to ourselves, and so we disregard it, and that energy becomes weaker. And so what I'm attempting to do is help you to regain that inner knowing, to reconnect to the deeper you, and giving you some logical reasons why you should do it as well. Because so many of us have moved into this rational mind, what we call our mind of thinking, of logic, of reason, and so on, because we have become learned. And as we move into this awareness of our spirituality, sometimes this information begins to conflict, and very much it will conflict with many things that you have learned in your educational background. But as we tap into the knowledge of the ancients, the wisdom of the ancients, you will begin to see how our scientists of today, and speaking mostly of our quantum physicists, how they are now connecting the dots and verifying and confirming many of the things that the ancients have taught us, and many of the things they still cannot confirm as of yet. But I'm very excited always to see new studies coming out about confirmations, because it helps people begin to bridge this gap. So we are moving into a oneness, a consciousness of oneness. And in order for us to truly become aware that everything is us, we have to start having experiences to show us that. And that's where the experiential knowledge comes in. You no longer believe in it. It's not just something you read about. It's actually something you are experiencing yourself. And I have shared things with you about my experiences in the past, and as they continue to happen to me often, what we call the Mandela effect, where things shift, timelines shift, and people shift, and things of that nature. When you start to experience that for yourself, you can no longer toss it out and dismiss it, because you are experiencing it. And so you start to seek out information to help you understand what is happening. And that is what truly has led me to this path, is my own experiential knowledge things that I have experienced that begin to guide me to greater wisdom and the information of the ancients. And of course, I've always had spirit guiding me and leading me and bringing me to different information, teachers, books, and many different ways. This stuff comes to me. And I love being able to share it with you, because if you are on your journey to awakening as well, then you will also find that you will have some of these same questions come up. And so to have someone there physically to assist you during these times of question and change and great transformation, this is a great help, where I didn't have that. I didn't have a physical guide. I had spirit with me. But as for me, as a child, spirit has always been with me. So spirit was always better than a physical companion, because I can count on spirit at any time to be there. And because I've grown up communicating with spirit in this way, it's natural to me to always be talking to spirit and to always be receiving downloads, as some people call them, but information. And then for me, it's so exciting when I'm guided to something physical, be it a book or a teacher, and to hear the exact same thing that spirit has told me. And so this is always confirmation for me that I'm on the right track and that I'm hearing correctly. So this is how I truly came to this level of awareness of the oneness. And it is during my own journey. And I continue to be on this journey. And when spirit gave me the internal light meditation, this was a huge turning point in my life. And as I say, I've always been communicating with spirit, always been aware of what we call a spiritual path, because to me, that was life. I was always aware that I'm in a classroom. I'm supposed to be learning something from these people, these situations. And I was always very excited to learn more and to be connected with people who also believe and see as I do. But again, those people are far and few in between, but as we continue to grow and expand as a humanity, then we will meet and run into more of these people. We are finding our tribe for sure. In 2011, Spirit gave me the internal light meditation, and it changed my life. And as this internal light meditation began to be practiced, things started to happen to me. And the first thing I noticed was the sun responding to me. So I probably had been doing the internal light meditation for about a month and daily. And I started to notice that whenever I would go outside or maybe just be in a blue mood or something, all of a sudden, the sun would just come out bright, bright, bright. And this was in the middle of winter. So I started this December, actually this month, December of 2011, and went right through the winter and continued to do it. But it was probably in January when I began to notice the connection that I was having with the sun. And over time, this connection became stronger and stronger and stronger, to the point where I could feel the sun rising in the morning before there was any sign of light. And it was a frequency, it was a vibration that ran through my body and literally caused me to begin to vibrate within my body. And I started to notice in the spring that at the very time that I started vibrating, the birds started singing. And the birds were singing before the sun even began to rise. It's the dawn. So you will hear the birds singing and it's pitch black out. And within minutes, you'll start to see the sun rise. Well, Spirit explained to me that the birds were feeling the exact same thing I was feeling. And this is what caused them to start singing, was that vibration and that frequency that moved through their bodies. So all of the things I'm sharing with you are to help you to regain that natural connection that we have with that which we think is outside of us, but it is truly happening inside of us. We live in a magical reality where so many things that we have been taught are fairy tales or whatever you want to call them, those things we've been taught aren't real, you're going to start to find for yourselves that you're experiencing things that we're told are impossible. But it's a beautiful, expansive way to begin to realize that you are one with the universe. It is happening inside of you. So I want you to begin to connect to the energy of Jupiter and have in your consciousness and your awareness that you are seeking out the love, the generosity, the good fortune, the higher knowledge, the spirituality to assist you on your journey to awakening. Begin to work with this energy daily, and you will see a transformation happen in your life. This is very, very real. It's an amazing way to connect to the universe that is inside of you and to begin to have your own experiences that no one else can take from you, and it will change your life. Now, after our station break, we will begin our discussion on the Sturgeon people. The Sturgeon people are amazing people. This is your lion energy in the Western Zodiac. This is an amazing time to be on this planet in awakening. We are one with the universe. It is just incredible to be here at this time. And we'll be back in just a moment.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Navigating the Awakening. Now let's begin to look at the people who were born between July 23rd and August 22nd. These people belong to the Thunderbird clan, and by entering the sacred hoop of life at this time, this initiated them into the fire element, and they are called Sturgeon people. This is Native Earth Astrology. These people were born under what is known as the Ripe Berries Moon. Garnet and iron are their mineral totems. Raspberry is their plant totem, and the sturgeon is their animal totem. So now let's dive deeper into the Sturgeon people to discover the powers and the magic they hold within them. We will begin with the mineral totems. Garnet is a silicate crystal, which is fairly hard with a resinous luster. There are six types of garnet, which run from red, brown, green, yellow, black, and white. But the common ones are formed from four different aluminum silicates. And depending on their consistency, this gives the garnet its color. These stones are found with either a 12-diamond-shaped face or a 24-trapezium-shaped face. It is usually a crystal form and found in mica, limestone, serpentine, peridotites, and granite rocks. Garnets can be found in these mineral formations on the ground or in streams nearby. The very interesting part is that you can also find garnets near ant hills, as the ants seem to dislike them and discard them from their nests. Different forms of garnet can be found throughout the United States and around the world. Since red is the color of Sturgeon people, it is also the color that is most often associated with garnets and the ripe berry moon. Their mineral is like carnelian in that it is also connected with the heart and the blood. In older times, people believed that powdered garnet used as a poultice would act as a stimulant for the heart. Garnet was also believed to warn its owner of danger and to ensure a good and honorable life if it was engraved with a lion. It was also believed to balance sexual energies. Garnets are commonly believed to aid in the healing of broken bonds of love, and they are also known to aid in the treatment of melancholy and depression by acting as a heart and blood stimulant. The healing properties of garnet are extensive, offering physical healing by enhancing sexual energy, flushing out toxins, and improving circulation, also mental and emotional healing by fostering self-confidence, nurturing relationships, and promoting a positive outlook. It is also known as the pomegranate stone and revered for its connections to creativity and love, symbolizing courage and positive thinking. The other mineral totem for sturgeon people is iron. This is one of the hardest minerals. It is the mineral that brings cultures to the threshold of the technological age and gives them new tools that often destroy their old culture and traditions. Celtic people believe that the Iron Age caused the fairies and other magical beings to hide themselves from humanity as humans became darker and more aggressive to all life on the planet. Iron is one of the base metals used in alchemy. It mixes well with other minerals and is usually responsible for the red color of various stones. Iron is the central ion in the hemoglobin molecule of your blood, upon which the human body depends for survival. It has many benefits and is one of the most important minerals for your body. Iron is needed for your body to produce hemoglobin, which helps red blood cells carry oxygen, and myoglobin, which is a protein that helps provide oxygen to the cells in your muscles. Iron in its pure form is found in meteorites, and when used for spiritual protection, it deflects negativity. Iron stops the flow of psychic energy and is used for healing the self when one feels emotionally wrought or under psychic attack. In this way, it deflects the negative energy. Iron inscribed with the symbol of Mars is worn for protection. A charm made of iron is said to increase physical strength. Envisioning a large iron gate around you helps to mentally keep negative energy away. In alchemy, iron is used for the transformation process. This is a magical mineral, and it is very protective. It is said that iron bars are used in jail to keep the dark spirits that inhabit the bodies of those who are jailed from being able to escape. This is also the reason why iron gates surround cemeteries and iron bars go outside of your home. It is said that dark magic cannot work in the presence of iron. This is one of the metals of choice when it comes to protection. Another aspect of iron is that it is said to make you stronger, and this is why you see weights made of iron, the old iron barbells. It is believed that wearing iron jewelry will make your blood stronger and protect you from any negative energy, and that includes psychic attacks. So it is a good idea to have some iron in your jewelry collection. Like their mineral totems, sturgeon people are often identified with being protectors and with their hearts. They tend to be kind and affectionate people that function best when they are in balance and moving from their hearts. Sturgeon people are usually very friendly and benevolent toward their fellow human beings because they work from their heart center. They tend to be intuitive and perceptive people who usually have clairvoyant powers, either consciously or unconsciously. Another power of sturgeon people is that they are usually aware of danger, a quality of both the garnet and iron. Due to their sensitivity and intuitive nature, these folks have the ability to do and say things that can penetrate straight to the hearts of others, which can be friends or enemies. Sturgeon people make both powerful friends and equally powerful enemies. If they feel that you have betrayed them or those they love, they can turn the full force of their energy toward you in a negative way and be truly devastating. If sturgeon people are out of balance, they must guard against their own power, as it can become very impulsive and destructive, causing them to go into emotional furies that can have a very negative effect on their own hearts and circulation. If this lack of self-control becomes a pattern, it will lead to a variety of diseases that further foster more erratic behavior and poor health. Like garnet, sturgeon people are usually regal in their mannerisms and attitudes when they are in balance. They stand out in a room full of people and can be very charming and affectionate. This can get them into trouble, though, because when they are in a relationship, it can be seen as flirting. Sturgeon people are usually associated with sexual energies, and this is somewhat like the snake people, but in a different way. They are associated with charming others and causing attraction in this way. But snake people actually emanate the electromagnetic energy that creates the vital force in our bodies that we call sexual energy. From the garnet, sturgeon people must learn to balance and control their sexual energy so that they will not be consumed by it. The garnet is connected to the root chakra, and so it will help to balance this energy center. Likened to their mineral totem, iron, these people are very courageous and will go where angels fear to tread. If you have a job or a task that seems impossible and no one wants to accept the challenge, seek out a sturgeon person and they will be more than willing to prove that they are courageous. They are versatile and can fit into many fields of employment, culture, or philosophy. Just make sure that they believe in whatever they are doing, and you can be assured that they will do it well. The plant totem of these people, born under the right berry's moon, is the red raspberry. This elite and popular member of the berry family is not a normal berry. It grows on canes that are erect and stand 3 to 4 feet in height. This is a perennial that has a white flower that blooms in May, and the berries ripen in June or July. The leaves, roots, and berries are considered to be medicinal. The berries are cleansing and in older times were used for breaking up and expelling gallstones and kidney stones. They stimulate the urinary organs. The root of the red raspberry is astringent. It has some antibiotic properties, and because it contains a concentrate of tannic and gallic acids, it has been used for sore throats, as a gargle, and as a tea for cuts and bleeding wounds, to be applied as a compress. A tea made from the leaves can help in many ways, and it is also very good tasting. This tea is also known as the woman's best friend because it helps with various female imbalances and with pregnancy to help prevent miscarriages. This tea can also remove canker sores formed on the mucous membranes. It strengthens the uterus, and if drank during pregnancy, it will help to have an easier labor and birth. If you take the tea from the leaves in combination with squaw vine, this can help you have a painless birth. The squaw vine is added in the last trimester, a few weeks before you are due to deliver. But the raspberry leaves should be drank as a tea several times a day when pregnant. Now, if you follow this and remove all meat from your diet, you will increase your chances of having a painless birth. They say that meat causes your birth to be much more painful. This is a native belief. And so it is possible for you, if it is possible for you, to become a vegetarian while you are pregnant, then it will help you with your birthing process. Now, this is prescribed by native people, and I myself experienced a painless birth with my first child. Now, again, this seems unimaginable, but I can attest to the truth of it. My doctors were absolutely in disbelief, and believe me, they sent every doctor into my room that was on staff that day. They came in with their pencils and notepads and wanted to know what did I do, because I was not in pain at all, and I was fully dilated. Now, I walked around for 2 weeks at 6 centimeters dilated with no pain. And when my daughter was in the birth canal, I still had no pain. So many things that we are taught by the ancients seem impossible, but it is only because we have been so far removed from nature. We experience so much illness because of this very fact. In order for us to regain our powers in our lives, we must become natural once again. Now, if you're a woman and you suffer from painful cycles each month, you may want to look into adding red raspberry tea into your daily regime. It can help with that, very much so. It also helps with colds and flu if the tea is made from the twigs. The leaves can be drank alone or in combination with other herbal teas. Now, I suggest getting the leaves and then adding fresh lemon juice and honey to simply drink the tea alone. It makes a very good tasting tea, and children can drink it as well. It can stop diarrhea in infants and aid in balancing blood sugar levels as well. Now, you know when you give it to babies, it should not have any honey in it. So if you do some research on your own, you will be fascinated with everything that the red raspberry plant can do for you. Now, from their plant totem, sturgeon people can find validation of their popularity among the human family. Like the red raspberry, people seek them out for their ability to soothe and heal the wounds of the body, mind, and spirit. Sturgeon people enjoy this popularity as they get great satisfaction from assisting others in their time of need. These people can appear one way on the surface, but are really something quite different when you get to know them. Some appear to be arrogant and aggressive with a thorny feel when you first encounter them, but this prickly coating is really their way of protecting the soft heart that is within them. This can be true for both males and females, but the other side of it is that they can appear non-threatening, friendly, and outgoing when underneath there may be a few thorns. The truth is, these people can find it difficult to show their true feelings. Their dual nature is a shield for them. They don't want anyone to get beneath the surface to find out who they really are, because under the surface, sturgeon people are very sensitive and can feel very vulnerable. They fear being rejected by others, and this causes them to try to fit into the crowd. This is true of sturgeon people until they begin to mature spiritually and realize that the world needs them to be who they are. It is not until they reach a certain level of spiritual maturity that these people begin to feel safe to bring their gifts and talents to the world. Because sturgeon people can easily feel what others are feeling when they are in tune with their own true nature, they are able to perceive what is needed. So they are great in times of emergency as well. They can also be hurt very easily because of this ability. They are very sensitive beings. When they are tapped in and tuned into their hearts, they will feel most powerful. Sturgeon people must learn how to trust their knowing and to follow their own intuition. They must also learn how to be more authentic and unapologetic about being who they are. Sturgeon people have a need to be independent and to project a powerful image, but they must learn how to do this and remain true to themselves, not bending to what others expect them to be. They will hide their pain or worry behind a friendly, warm-hearted smile, but they will not readily forget any pain that someone has caused them. And in periods when they are out of balance, they will sometimes plot an elaborate revenge. And this is why sturgeon people must work on developing themselves on a deep spiritual level to help heal their shadow side. From their balanced alignment with their hearts, these people can become the great leaders they were destined to be. But they must first overcome their own darkness that can be self-destructive. The red raspberry plant can help sturgeon people regain the balance needed. And it's very important that sturgeon people find balance before they get completely out of balance, because once that happens, then the issues become far more difficult to correct. And so it is recommended by the native people that we take in the red raspberry plant as sturgeon people to keep harmony and balance within the body, mind, and spirit. That's your plant medicine. And now for your animal totem, the sturgeon. This is known as the king of fish. The sturgeon is an old and primitive fish that has probably existed since the time of the dinosaurs. This fish, depending on the species and where it is located comes in a variety of sizes, but it can reach up to 12 feet in length and 300 pounds in weight. The sturgeon has bony plates on its body, making it look like a knight who did not finish putting on his armor. Fishermen have said that if these fish were completely covered with these bony plates, that it would be necessary to skin them with an axe. They have very tough skin. Sturgeons live in the mud bottoms off coastlines. They do not reach sexual maturity until 24 years of age. And the females spawn up to 2 million or more eggs in the spring or early summer as they move into more shallow waters, and that includes streams. There are several different varieties of sturgeon that can be found in North America. One can be found in the Great Lakes and in the Upper Mississippi River, as well as the bays in that area. Sturgeons exist across continents of the Northern Temperate Zone. The native people that inhabited the Great Lake area saw these fish as royalty, and they were honored and respected by all native people. And in the Ojibwa clan, in the nation of the Ojibwa people, there is a sturgeon clan, and these people represent depth and strength. They are born leaders. Unfortunately, the European settlers did not have the same respect for these fish. They saw them as a nuisance when they got caught in their fishing nets. But later, the sturgeon was almost driven to extinction when they discovered the value of their flesh and their eggs, which are also known as caviar. These fish are very rare now. And like their animal totem, sturgeon people tend to rule whatever waters they inhabit, and they also can have a very tough skin. Now, they come to rulership naturally. These positions open up to them naturally because of their strong energy and the primal forces that run through their beings. Others feel this power coming from them. And sturgeons seem to be born to lead, because they are courageous and brave. And when they are in balance, they are kind and benevolent leaders. Their inner strength and intuitiveness helps them know what others need. If they follow the wisdom of their hearts, then they know how to best handle any situation. They have an unending source of strength when they tap into their hearts, and this gives them the physical energy to endure great challenges. They need to always guard against a tendency to be arrogant and too dominant over others. There is a part of them that enjoys having power over others, and that can get in balance very fast. The answer to help sturgeon people not become dictators is to develop their spiritual nature. These folks usually have a tough armor, just like the sturgeon. But of course, this toughness is needed when you are in a position of leadership. But there is a time to lay the armor aside, and this is in relationships. If these people never learn how to lay their armor down, they will become too arrogant, and that will prevent them from experiencing the softness of life, as well as any real opportunity to connect with people on a deeper level. But just like the sturgeon, it takes these people longer to come to a level of maturity, and this is a spiritual level of maturity. This is when they will be able to teach themselves how to let go of the armor and allow others to see them. These people are so very powerful that the intense energy that moves through them can also be that which destroys them from within. They must learn to keep these energies in check, and this includes their sexual energy that is very out of control sometimes in their earlier years. It takes years of living before these folks like the sturgeon come to the point of maturity where they are able to deal with their power. They can dissipate the life force that runs through them, or they can learn to channel it to help them develop their inner self and become the righteous leaders they were born to be. You are ruled by fire, sturgeon people, and the energy of the sun. This means you have to learn how to channel some of the most potent power that runs through the universe. that which has the power to give life also can take life. This is your journey to control your inner flame and to turn it into a source of heat and life-giving energy that can sustain others and not destroy them. You are here, Sturgeon people, to remind us of our own power and how it can be used for good or for destruction if misused. And because you chose to incarnate at this point in the sacred hoop of life, you become the teachers for humanity to learn these lessons from. Your true power is stored within your heart and your blood. As you learn how to wield this force, you will learn how to guide humanity through the awakening. It is your destiny to be a leader for humanity, and you will guide by example. And so you must learn how to overcome those weaknesses that are innate within you. And that is your challenge for your power, to learn how to be self-empowering and at the same time to not dominate others for power over them. So this is a beautiful journey for you, Sturgeon people, to learn about who you truly are, to be confident and comfortable to share your true self with others, and not to feel like you have to put on airs when you're around someone else in order for them to accept you, because you are beautiful people, you are proud people, you are strong people, and to keep you in balance, you must find your spiritual nature. You must return back to who you are within your heart and align yourself with the beautiful light that comes through you and begin to learn how to use that force of fire that runs through you, because the same fire that gives us heat and gives us comfort is also that which can burn our house down. So this is you, Sturgeon people. You are powerful. Know that. And really begin to feel comfortable within your skin, to allow yourself to show your light to the people around you, to shine your light to the world, and to give your talents and your gifts that you came here to humanity. Really begin to get strong within the self as well, and let go of all of the outer airs, because they're no longer needed. You can be who you are in your strength and in your light and be powerful. So this is all of our journey as we pass through this part of the sacred hoop of life, to learn about our power and to not allow it to dominate us and take over our lives. Staying in balance is a key for everybody. Thank you for joining me for another incredible show. Tune in next week to find out about the brown bear people. Born between August 23rd and September 22nd, they belong to the turtle elemental clan. I leave you in the love and in the light of the infinite creator. Have a beautiful week.